Oh man, when I tell you this is going to be a good episode, it is going to be a good episode. Last week, I got the awesome opportunity to interview Rochelle Beachy and Tara Tyndale, and my good friend Meg Delagrange and I interviewed them on Coffee with My Collective. And let me tell you something, it was just such an incredible interview with these girl bosses. They are straight up bossing out. All four of us are entrepreneurs, and so I called this episode the Girl Boss Edition. If you've thought about having a business, if you have a business, maybe an MLM, a brick and mortar, a goods and services, whatever it may be, this episode is for you. Listen, share it with your friends, put it on your Facebook page. You're going to love this episode of Preach Girl. Let's go. Hey girl, you're listening to the Preach Girl podcast, the podcast for women who know they're called to more. I'm your host, Christy Miranda, and I'll be giving you a dose of inspiration from God's Word, interviews with my good friends, and some straight up girl talk to get you through the week. Now grab you a cup of coffee, straighten your crown, and let's go. It's time for Preach Girl. What's up, everybody? Welcome to the My Collective Coffee with My Collective morning show, Saturday morning. We are so excited to have you guys with us. I am Christy Miranda, one of the co-founders of My Collective Conference, and I have my teammate and partner in crime, Meg Delagrange, with us today. Michelle is going to be jumping in the chat, so she's going to be chatting with us. Usually you, Meg, you and Michelle usually flip that around. Usually you're in chat and she's on, but today we're doing it a different way. So as you guys already know, while you're jumping on, introduce yourself to us, leave your name in the chat, join the conversation. I call this the Girl Boss Edition of Coffee with My Collective. It's the Girl Boss Edition because I am a business owner, Meg is a business owner, Tara is a business owner, Rochelle is a business owner, and we're going to talk business. NAS today, okay? In a fun way, and I want to make sure that everybody's good. Now, you guys know I'm always watching the chat. Michelle will be in the chat. I'm getting ready to share this on all of my pages. You guys go ahead and share them. Meg, while I'm talking and yapping over here, tell us who we got.
Awesome. Well, I'm going to let these amazing ladies introduce themselves. Today, we've got two speakers that are going to be speaking at My Collective Conference on October 18th and 19th. And they're both business owners. They're both going to be sharing some amazing sessions. So I'm going to just let them introduce themselves and the topic that they're going to be speaking about. Tara, I'm going to give it to you first.
Good morning, everybody. Happy Saturday. My name is Tara Tyndale, and I own a professional organization business. I'm a professional organizer, and the name of the business is Tidy Spaces. So I'm really excited to share with all of you what exactly that means and what we do.
So good morning. Yeah.
So happy to have you. Rochelle, who are you?
I need Tara in my life because I could use all the organization tips of the world, y'all. Just saying. I hire people to keep me organized. Anyway, my name is Rochelle Beachy, and I am the top leader in a company called Paparazzi Accessories. And it's, I'll tell you guys a little bit about my story maybe later, but it was not your typical business opportunity. You know what I'm saying? Especially the way I grew up, okay? So I'm Rochelle Beachy. I'm currently the top leader in a company called Paparazzi Accessories with almost technically 12,000 team members underneath me. Okay. So I do not have a college education. I feel like I'm a smartgirl.com, but you know what? That's the cool thing about business nowadays. You don't necessarily have to have all these 50 million different names after your name, degrees or whatever. They will help, of course. But that's what I love about this business. So that's a little bit about me. I'm happily married to my handsome husband. It'll be 10 years in March. And we adopted our precious daughter. She is almost 10 and a half years old and she is full of it. So that's a little bit about me.
Love it.
So I would love for you to just jump right in because the next question I was going to ask is like how you both started in business. So just go ahead and tell us about the beginning.
Oh, wow. Where do I even start? I'll try not to like be long-winded for like 50 million hours here. But anyway, so when I started, we were married and we were living in Kentucky in a double-wide trailer that was full of black mold. And we were living paycheck to paycheck. I was older when I got married. I was 31 years old. And I really didn't want to be tied down to a 9-to-5, your typical job, you know? So I try to do, you know, some house cleaning and all these different things, random jobs. I work for this lady and her husband, a doctor and his wife. And yeah, I just tried all these different random jobs. And I was actually with a different direct sales company before I found Paparazzi. And I was just sick and tired of living paycheck to paycheck. I was sick and tired of being tied down. I wanted an extra $1,000 to $2,000 a month. That was my original goal. In this business. And it took me some time to get there. It was not your typical MLM opportunity for me because, okay, I grew up Mennonite. Okay. I don't know where that picture went to, but I grew up Mennonite, which means I didn't grow up wearing jewelry or anything like that. Okay. So I pretty much started from scratch. I didn't have a ton of friends on Facebook. I pretty much just jumped in and did it. And I knew this was a $1 million opportunity. So I went for it and here I am 7 years later, you know, making a crazy, amazing income in this company. And my husband and I do it together. We travel the world. We just got back from Europe about 2 weeks ago, something like that. And we were gone for about 2.5 weeks. We took our assistant with us. And I just love that I'm not tied down to your typical job. And, you know, typical jobs are awesome, right? But it's just been so freeing for me. And I'm just so grateful that And it's no longer just about making the money because the money is insane, but it's about helping other people and helping people find hope and just using this as a platform to inspire and bless other people and help them dream bigger than ever before. Like I'm very passionate about that. So
there's amazing. Yeah. I could tell you're not living in a double wide anymore. There's no shame there, but
yeah, In a little bit, we have to hear, because we want to hear from Tara, but I need to know the story of the crown, because in our My Collective picture that you sent us the crown, and you're wearing your beautiful crown today. And so Kayla, one of our other core collective members, she was doing the graphics for the website, which is mycollectiveconference.com. Anyway, and Rochelle's picture you had on a crown. And she sent us a text because Kayla hadn't met you. She's like, okay, y'all, what's with the crown? Like, you know? Yeah. I said, well, you gotta meet Rochelle because she truly is a queen. Like, and she wears her crown in real life. So we'll have to hear that story at some point, right?
Yeah, that's like, this is like a whole brand why this is amazing. I love, we're gonna have to talk some more about that. Tara, tell us about how you got started in business.
Well, actually, it's interesting also. The beginning of it really was that I was actually working in construction, which I was terrified. I'd never worked construction in my life, and it just kind of happened. This has been, probably 5 years ago. Anyway, long story short, that was a whole new world, whole new culture, but I was interested to learn the business aspect of it, like production. Point A to Z, what does it take to make things happen? So I was blessed enough to kind of work in different positions out there, got into management, inventory, which you have to be super organized. So that was really the beginning of it and organizing things for that facility. And then I actually got a promotion and was supposed to move into my office.
Oh, I think she froze. Tara, are you frozen?
Hurricane Harvey came through.
3 weeks, yes.
And out pretty much. Can you see me now?
Yep, you froze for just a second, but you said you were got a promotion, you were just moving into your office, and then Hurricane Harvey came.
Yes. So it flooded the facility, and they shut it down. Wow. So, you know, then you go, okay, what am I going to do with my life now? You know, I took some time off after that. Met a beautiful friend. So this is where the business comes in. You know, I'm just talking to her one day and I'm like, what am I going to do with my life? I don't want to go back into the corporate world. I don't want to do construction. I want to do something different. I want to own my own business. And she was just like, oh, you can do that. I have no idea at the time the true entrepreneur that she is.
Oh, shoot. You froze.
She's talking about there. A friend of ours named Liz Hogan.
Well, you could come organize. Yes.
Yes.
And Liz said what? Because you froze again. So you were talking to her. She encouraged you to start your own business. And she said.
Yes. She said, well, come and organize my closet. So that was the beginning of it. And so I did, and it was a blast. And she's like, this is absolutely a business. And I'm thinking, no way. You know, I've never owned my own business. I don't know what to do, all the things. How does this work? And she just really pushed me. And she's like, you're going to do this. This is it. And it was kind of like that saying, you know, take the risk or lose the chance. And I just, woo. Her encouragement just pushed me into it. Wow. And she's been such a mentor every step of the way. But like you said, Rochelle, it was something where I wanted to be able to make a difference in people's lives also. And to be inspiring and connect with people on a different level and do something that you love. It's just, that's a beautiful experience. So that's how it all got started.
That's amazing. I have to say, because I actually had the opportunity, Meg, I don't know if you know this, Rochelle, I posted it on Facebook, but I had the opportunity to have Tara in my home and organize a space in my house. And I've been wanting to, and I've been on a, you know, my life changed a lot a few months back, you know, in my family. So that put a different kind of financial pressure on me as the person bringing money in the house. So I was like, oh, I can't get Tara in. But then I was like, oh, maybe we can trade out. So I said, how about if I do this business stuff that I do for you and then you can come in. So that's a girl boss thing right there. Right. And, so she came in and did Julia's bedroom. Now you guys, I'm going to be really short about this, but as a mom, I felt guilty about how Julia's room looked. And what I really felt the worst about was, I would get mad and tell her, go clean your room. But I felt overwhelmed when I walked into that little girl's room. What was a 10-year-old supposed to do? You know, how overwhelmed would she feel? No systems, no organization. I had Tara come into my house, and in a matter of hours, it was nothing short of miraculous what happened in Julia's room. And even now, even though she plays in there, she does all of her stuff, it still stays tidy. It still stays neat because she's got a system. She knows where things go. She's got the proper containers. She labeled everything. So I know what you do is for sure a business, but in the life of the homeowner, it's like a ministry that it changed the amount of fighting that was happening between my daughter and me, or the frustration level. I would go by her room and just shut the door, you know? And so it truly is just like what you're doing, Rochelle, for your, for the ladies in your downline, and how you're providing opportunity and training for them that changes the course and the trajectory of their family's lives. That is business, but it is a ministry. I call it business-try. That's what I call it.
Yes. Love it.
And actually, the way Rochelle wears her crown is this incredible, powerful example. Like, you're teaching women to value themselves. Tell us how you wearing a crown, like, tell us about the crown, because this just takes us right into that, Christy. I love that you mentioned how business is ministry also.
Yeah, so basically, okay, so the way I grew up, y'all, was it was not a very... You know, I love my family and everything. I'm not here to speak down on anything, right? But the culture and everything that I grew up in didn't really celebrate women that much. Like women were expected to have kids, you know, clean their houses, do their gardens and all that lovely stuff, which is awesome, right? There's nothing wrong with that. It's all part of the Proverbs 31 woman, you know? But, you know, the way my life ended up, or how, you know, it's been a little different path and all that. Yes, I have I'm super happy to be married and I have my precious daughter and everything. But it's been way different. It's been an out of the box experience, I guess. Not your typical, the way I was raised. Okay. And, so I'm very passionate about identity. I'm very passionate about walking in the gifts and the callings that God has given you, because sounds like Tara, man, she is freaking organized and I could use some of that in my life. Okay. Now I'm not going to try to be the organizational queen in the world. Okay. Don't worry. I'm not going to try. I mean, I can get better. Right. But you know, that's why all of our gifts matter. And that's why, we can celebrate each other. We don't have to compete, right? But we can celebrate each other. And I feel like it's so important as women to step fully into the callings and the gifts and the talents that God has given each one of us. And that's what I love so much about these women, y'all. And thank you. Thank you for having me on here. Thank you for having me as one of the speakers. I feel highly honored because Christy and Meg and all these different women, I mean, are women who celebrate other women. And not the way I was really raised, you know? And I just feel like it's such a God thing. And I know that's, I'm all over the place, but I'm just very, very passionate about that. And I know that God wants to do exceeding abundantly above all that we can ever ask or think. And I don't know, it's just, that's all about the crown, y'all. It's all about royalty. It's all about embracing your royalty. It's all about embracing who God has created you to be. So, ta-da, there you go.
And I love that there were so many things that you just said, Rochelle, about things that, so I was raised, I was born Amish and raised Mennonite. So Rochelle and I knew each other when I was in my teen years, and she was like a big sis to me, kind of. I'm still really like besties with her younger sister. What I love is that like no matter what culture you come from, women tend to just compete with each other. And I think to be a true queen, it takes us some maturity, some going through some things where we realize that, oh, I don't like that about myself, or it comes to other women. So we've all been through times where we're not queens, when our crowns have been crooked. And I what I love about what you're talking about, Rochelle, is that you come alongside and you pass out crowns to everyone, and you become this cheerleader, raising other queens. Like, that's a true queen. A true queen isn't the person that enslaves everybody around her so that she can sit at the top and nobody can get to where she is. But a true queen is the woman that wears a crown so proudly and says, listen, there's a crown for you too. And you're already wearing it. You didn't see it. But like, it's just that I've just become more and more passionate about seeing women realize that there's space here for all of us, and that we don't have to, you know, knock somebody else's crown a little bit so ours can shine brighter. Like, all of our crowns coming together is how we become unstoppable as women. And the world needs us to be women who support each other in our own rights. Like, Rochelle doesn't have to compete with Tara to be a queen. She doesn't have to suddenly be, oh my goodness, I must not be good enough because my strengths aren't in organizing. No, she's like, whoa, Tara, it's awesome that you're an awesome organizer. Like, just, you do your thing. I'm going to do my thing. And like, I don't know. I love that.
I do too. I totally love it. And I was thinking, you do your thing. You be an organizer. You come organize my life and I'll give you some bling while you do it. Like, you know, I mean, it's just,
yes, absolutely.
We're called the body, and we're made complete by that which every joint supplies. And so that works in the local church, but it works in your communities too, your online communities, your local communities. We're the body. We're made complete by that which every joint supplies. I have Preach Girl, right? It's an 8-week course that I do for women. I have a Preach Girl podcast. I run my collective conference with my sister and Meg and Kayla. I have a social media marketing company that I run locally here in Southeast Texas. I'm not smart enough to do that by myself. I don't have enough time in my life to do that by myself. If I didn't have someone that was genius like Meg in web development and graphics, or someone like Kayla Hall, who is an event planner extraordinaire, who also builds websites and those kinds of things. If I didn't have a Rochelle Beachy who I could say, hey, you're my smart friend in the area of MLM and business building, will you come and train our ladies? Because I'm telling you something, if you listen to Dave Ramsey, if you listen to Christy Wright, if you listen to Rachel Hollis or Jennifer Allwood or anybody that is speaking in the space, women in business is on the rise. We are on the rise in ministry. Women are on the rise in business. Women have just, it's kind of like we just got some kind of stride and we're just stretching our legs. And I don't know if God's just breathing favor on his girls right now. I'm not sure, but I got this pool of women who are making things happen. And it's so cool because Rochelle and Tara and Meg and myself, we're all bringing in income for our families, which means we can give more generously. We can tithe at a greater level. We can give more generously. We can expand God's kingdom in a different way because it's not shameful to make money.
Preach.
It's not shameful. Woo! It is godly. Because then I can sow into the kingdom and reach more people. Yes. I'm going to get a soapbox for just about 5 seconds.
And, that's good. I mean, well, and Tara, like you've got such an exciting thing happening on October 1st because you've now gone from like being supported and encouraged by a woman. And now you're even launching into a brick and mortar. Like, tell us how that happened.
Oh, Tara, there we go. Say it again, Tara.
I think I'm the last part of what Meg asked me. It froze on my end. Sorry.
Well, you're going to be part of a brick and mortar. I just want to hear how you've come from 6 months ago to now. Like, this is really cool with other women.
Yes. And everything that Christy just. That's exactly what's been so beautiful about it on the business end to me, because I could have done all those things by myself. There's no way, because I was really green to a lot of aspects and I still am. Like,
oh man, I hate that. Cause
I have a question, like what's the best option? Whatever you guys specialize in, I can ask you. And then the Orange Magnolia, which I know Christy will probably, and Meg, you know, you guys are gonna wanna talk about that more. So it's a home decor store in Orange. And it's again, a group of women that are just threaded together in business. And Tidy Spaces has had the privilege of being a part of that with home organization inside the store. So that just changes the whole aspect of connecting with people in a different way, because now they can really come in and sit down and like behind.
Oh shoot.
Painting the shelf yesterday. Like it's basically a build out.
Hang on 1 second, Tara, because you froze and I'm just going to paraphrase what you said before you get frozen again. So the Orange Magnolia is a home decor store that is down here in Orange. And Tara is a part of a group of women that have been involved in getting that together. And she now will have her, check this out, Rochelle, it's so cool. She'll have her services now available through the Orange Magnolia. So Tidy Spaces now will be a part of a brick and mortar as well as going out and doing that. And it's so exciting. And while you're saying that, I'm just gonna throw this in. On our collective page, Michelle, maybe you can type this in the chat, but at mycollectiveconference.com, this is not the conference, saints and friends. This is just the conversation, okay? This is just coffee talk, right? As they used to say on Sunday night. we have coffee and walk, okay? So at mycollectiveconference.com, we have at the bottom, we have a place where you can go to our boutique, our shop. And so one of the sponsors for us is the Orange Magnolia. You can click through and see all the wonderful home things from Orange Magnolia. You can see things from the Pink Rooster, like my cup that my daughter got me for my birthday. Isn't that cute? Pink Rooster made her t-shirt. Pink Rooster made my t-shirt. And Meg made Pink Rooster's website. Also on our site is, now Rochelle, she represents Paparazzi, but we also have another jewelry company that bought a spot in our boutique called Plunder. And so you can, they're helping because it takes everybody, right? So there's Plunder, there's the Orange Magnolia, there's the Pink Rooster, there's Hemp Works, which is a really cool product that you can go and check them out too. All of those people, along with Meg Delagrange's Designs and Preach Girl, all of those have been part of what has sponsored the My Collective Conference this year, which is happening October 18th and 19th. So we'll be live October 18th and 19th, we've got gatherings. Meg, I don't even know if you know this. We've got a whole entire group of, Rochelle, this is exciting for you too, all of us.
This is really exciting.
One of the churches in Colorado, it's called Healing Water Ministries. Their pastor and their pastor, women's pastor, my friend Angela Lobato, who was in Preach Girl, and she might have been in with you, Rochelle. They have purchased Preach Girl to show for their whole women's ministry. So we'll have the whole women's ministry at that church attending the conference with us via Zoom. We've got a couple of other churches. We've got Shelly and Corey's gathering, tons of individuals all across the country that are going to be a part of My Collective on the 18th and 19th. And we want you to be a part of it too. We want you to be a part of it. You can get your tickets. I know Michelle will type that into the chat. But I wanted to make sure to mention that we have a web store where it's all female business owners that are part of the boutique. And we have the tickets for My Collective, and we've got gatherings everywhere. And am I missing something, Meg?
No, you're not. It's just, you're hitting all the points. And when you come to My Collective conference, we're telling you about this, and we have Rochelle and Tara on just to hear their stories. And Tara, I'm so sorry you kept cutting out. Because I so wanted to hear more of yours, but they're both speaking. So Tara's going to be speaking on home organization, and Rochelle's going to be talking more about business. And, you know, maybe you're that mom, or maybe you're not a mom, maybe you're single, but you want to travel and you want to be able to do a job where you can travel and work from home. And you think, man, I just want to bring in an extra, you know, I want to be able to work part-time and then bring in an extra $1,000 a month. How do you get started? What do you do? Like, how does this MLM thing work? What are strategies? What is, you know, business stuff? Rochelle's going to be speaking about that. And there's a lot of like spiritual, how to get closer to God, how to heal, how like lots of, those types of topics that you have at any women's conference. But this conference is designed to nurture all of you. It's all happening online. It's geared to help you like in your business, in your finances, in your relationships, in your day-to-day life, like so many things. So we have like 18 topics, right? 18 speakers.
We've got, I think there's 15,
15
and breakout sessions and general sessions and
general sessions.
There's live worship. We've got three. Oh, next, you guys, next Saturday on Coffee with My Collective, it's the worship leader edition. So it'll be Michelle Lehman, Shanna De Los Santos, and Shelly Walker Evans that will be here for doing the worship edition next Saturday. It's really, we have a international speaker named Yoleni from Angola who's going to be speaking, and we have the one and only Isis Smalls, you guys. She's a business and faith leader. She's a former Miss Universe, not Universe, good Lord. She's a former Miss Houston. She's an author, she's a speaker, and she's going to be doing one of our general sessions. It's just, the lineup is crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, so you don't want to miss it. It's going to be amazing.
So I want you to ask these ladies some questions, but I'm going to read some comments real quick because we've got comments going on.
Yes.
Robin in Colorado said, no one can wear my crown but me. You are wearing yours. You wearing yours doesn't diminish my brilliance. That's so good. And Trisha in Texas, she was repeating Rochelle, true queens, here's a crown for you too. Oh, a true queen says, here's a crown for you too. Yeah, that's really good. Angela Lobato is on here. Michelle is in here. God has something to say, and it's coming through women as well. Angela said, amen. And then Robin said, yes, our networks are percolating. That's what she said. But I wanted to read you something else. It's a prayer request from Serena De Los Santos, who's Shanna's, one of our worship leaders. It's her mother-in-law in the Dallas area. She said, you girls pray for me. I'm stuck in the development of my business. I need a clothing manufacturer in the US. It's for people with, she said, people with special needs are waiting on me. And so Serena, we will definitely pray for you. But then another one of our speakers, Rihanna, jumped on, who has a daughter with special needs, who's never met who's never met Serena. And she said, oh, I want to hear more. That's what happens. That's what happens when you
become involved
in a network of women that are for women. Women like Rochelle who say, look, this is how I put on my crown. And I used to live in a trailer and they told me I couldn't do it. And now I've retired my husband from his regular job and I travel the world and I'm the boss. And I don't, and what does Hollis say? I've built a six figure or a multi whatever business with a high school diploma and a Google search bar, right?
Pretty much.
My whole ministry is if I've got the Father, Son, a Holy Spirit and a Google search bar, I pretty much get anything done. I can figure it out. And Tara's the same thing. Tara came from working in the plants, you guys.
Yeah.
In a plant. Look at her with all that hair. Can you see her in the plant? I mean, if you loved it, that would be completely different and nothing wrong with it at all. But if there was something else in you that was turning, that God had for you, then look what, I mean, it's just amazing. It's a faith walk. And that's what we're all here for. I'm super pumped because Rochelle's going to actually be talking more. All we do on Saturday is we just talk and introduce you to people But in those workshops, you have an hour with this woman, an hour with the top producer, with 12,000 people in her downline. And for a $40 ticket, you have a full hour with her and you can do Q&A. Listen, if you are part of an MLM and you don't join my collective for that one session alone, you don't believe in your business. I mean, I'm not trying to be sassy pants in my pink earrings from paparazzi. I'm not trying to be sassy.
You go ahead and be sassy.
It's true. If you're a mom at home and you're like, oh my life, I can't even clean off the kitchen counter and everything's a disaster. And you can have an hour with a home organizer giving you practical, honest, applicable, right now, do it tools. And you don't take it. For 40 bucks, you like your clutter.
Oh,
I mean,
that's a good point.
I'm not trying to be sassy, but it is a truth. It's the truth. Because even if you are busy on the 18th and the 19th and you can't be there, all of our sessions are recorded. You'll get the individual recordings for every single session. Every session, and you can go back by yourself with your phone and watch what Tara says about organizing and pause, make your list, go back and start. Pause, make your list, go back. So you get it over and over again. If 6 months from now you say, you know what? I think I want to start a business. What did that crown lady say? You can go back to that recording and get encouragement and get inspiration from not somebody who's got a good idea, someone who's done it and is doing it in motion. Am I preaching? I'm sorry.
It's a preach, girl.
I do. Reach on, girl.
Sorry. But I'm not really sorry. So. No. Or Tara, were you going to say something?
Oh, no. I was just laughing.
Go.
Go ahead. Sorry.
No, don't be sorry. Well, so Meg, what's the next thing on your list? Do you have anything else on your list?
Yeah, I do. I want these ladies to just give us just a takeaway for somebody, for Tara. I want her to give, if your connection will be work, and it's okay if it doesn't, because we can kind of hear what you're saying and then repeat it. If there's a mom this morning that's just super overwhelmed with just her house and life, whatever, what is like one thing she could do to just, you know, make a dent in her feelings of overwhelm?
Yeah, that's a great point. I think one thing that you can do off the cuff is you need to look at the entire situation and pinpoint what is causing you the most stress. Like when you come home, you're dreading walking through the door because of the mail pile up, or this particular closet has clothes everywhere. It's whatever the biggest stressor is. Just use mail as an example, because that can really pile up on people's counters and they don't even know where to sift through these things. Try to let that paper touch your hand one time When you come in, if you have junk mail, trash it right then. Don't pile it up. That's just one little tip to kind of start that process. Yeah.
I love that.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Yeah. So start with the paper in your house. Only let the mail touch your hand once. Get rid of junk mail immediately when you get the mail. Just chuck it right in the trash if you can't use it so that you're cutting down. The one thing that I love to do is I love to take the backs of my bills, not trying to show my address, and use them to take notes on. I'm like, here, let's use this. I use it. Who uses these? I'm just taking notes. Then later I'm gonna throw it away. So I'm using it twice, Tara.
When Tara walks in your house, when she walks into your life with her organizational stuff, it just goes, your brain shifts. And it's not like getting a housekeeper, which I'm 100% for, girl. If you can get someone to help you with your house, if that's where you're at, that's wonderful. But it's not like that. It's not the same. This is an organizational thing. This is where, when I use it, now I've got a place to go back to. It's really freeing. We've had a masterclass with Pastor Kelvin Belfon on minimalism, on going uncomplicated. So he has like the paring back part, but Tara has not only that, but then what to do with what you have in a workable everyday solution. And that's what was so just powerful for my little girl's bedroom. I'm just telling you, I have a creative kid. I've got beads and paint and sewing material and American Girl dolls and clothes and beads. Did I say beads? Beads, in case anybody doesn't know, I'm not talking about your jewelry. No. About your jewelry, girl, that's fine. But beads and little girl, don't nobody buy my little girl no more beads for Christmas. They are the devil.
Beads are the worst. Oh my gosh. I'm over it too. I've got a 10-year-old and I'm like, no. Thanks.
And before you get to Rochelle on the takeaway, I wanted to, Ella, she asked us, how many breakout sessions will we get to see live during the conference? This is such a good question, girl. So we have 3 general sessions that everybody will be a part of. And then we have 4 breakout sessions. Each breakout session has multiple options. So you'll get to choose one to watch live while we're there. And so you'll get 4 breakout sessions to watch and be a part of live. And then 2 weeks afterwards, you'll get every session, every worship session, every general session, and every breakout session emailed to you with an individual link that you can click. This is Rochelle Beachy on business. Boom. And you can listen to that. It almost, not exactly, but kind of sort of like a podcast. Tara Tyndall of Tidy Spaces on organization. Boom. Meg Delagrange. Oh, I want to go back. I didn't get to do the live painting, the healing painting experience. I didn't get to do that live. I'm going to go back and do that later. I already have it planned. I'm going to do it with my little girl when we get home. You know, we're going to put Meg up on the screen. We're going to have all of our stuff and we're going to go through it with her after the conference, because I'm going to be in motion during the conference. So you'll get to go back, and I hope that answered the question. I hope that was clear.
Yeah.
So anyway.
Yeah, that's going to be, so that's going to be so great. There are women doing that, even like Bible study or group things where they're going back and watching replays from last year's conference, and just having a women's group and watching a session together. It's going to be great. So Rochelle, yeah, I want to get a takeaway from you. I don't know if I want to get, I want to get something. You know what I want to specifically to hear from you is how to believe in yourself. Because this week, somebody super close to me, she's just been this integral part of my growth, like a big sister, because we're not the same age. And she always calls me out on my crap. And I love it. But this week I had this conversation with her and she said, you know, Meg, I was thinking about how you can believe so fiercely in everybody else's business but you don't really seem to believe in your own ideas. I've yet to see you just do that. And she's like, and then she just kind of let the mic drop, and I had to sit with that. I'm still sitting with that. Like, I know I build websites and do marketing for people, but I'll still even feel myself shrinking back. And I mean, there are people, I know I've been egotistical, so it's not like I don't have an ego, but it's like just true value or belief. So Rochelle, like, you had to have, you didn't have cheerleaders when you started in your business. You didn't have, and you were going against so many more things than probably most people have to rise above to believe in yourself. What's one way that a woman listening could believe in herself a little bit more?
Well, that's a big one. I don't even know where to start on that one. But basically, I mean, it really boils down to your mindset, of course, but it also, I feel like we, as women, we need to quit playing small, right? And that's something that God, even though you guys might think I'm not playing small, right? I have this huge business and everything like that. It's something that God continually, he gets me outside of my comfort zone time and time and time again. And I've had to do that. I had to be brave over and over and over and freaked out, basically, you know, and just doing it anyway, because I had a dream. I had a dream. And, you know, if you have a big vision of what you want for your future, you know, this is a big one, one that I probably need to sit down and think about some more. But
I mean, I'm just even just one tip, like, you already dropped mindset. Like,
I don't even really know what the one thing is, but you definitely need a vision and you need a dream that's way bigger than yourself, and you need to go for it against all odds. Regardless of what anybody says, anybody thinks, anything like that, and not overthink all the things, you just jump and you just do it. Because seriously, people are limiting themselves with their beliefs, with their, you know, with, that's all part of mindset, right? They're limiting themselves because of the negative Nancy in their life. They're limiting themselves because they're like, well, I don't have the money to get started. They're limiting themselves with all these things when God says you are enough. God says he wants to do exceeding abundantly above all that you could ever ask or think of. So we need to quit playing small. We need to step into that which God has created us for. And he has created us for so much more than we can ever dream or imagine. If you can think it in your brain, I mean, go way beyond that, girlfriend, because God wants to do way bigger than that. And I'm telling you what, once you get to where you're like, okay, this is where I wanted to go, guess what? God's going to stretch you even further, okay? Because he has a bigger plan for you. He wants to expand your territory, and he wants you to live to your full potential. So boom shakalaka, that's about, you know.
Can we just take a minute? Like, that's like almost like a Selah moment, right? Because this is a lady who you can look at her right now, and you can tell she's just, she's fun, she's brilliant, she's, you know, all the things. But she also came up marginalized because of her gender. She came up with a probably, you didn't use this word, so I don't want to really put it in your mouth, but a, not a prosperity mindset. How about that? More of a lack mindset.
Definitely. Poverty mentality.
How she was built. I didn't use that word, but I was going to, because I didn't want to use it if you didn't use it. Like a poverty mindset, which is a thinking problem. It's a thinking issue. And something, which we would say would be like the Holy Spirit, inside of this woman started to shift. And it wasn't like a light switch where she went from a trailer to a beautiful home and a crown. It was, you gave so much right there, Rochelle. I have goosebumps and I almost cried, because you said you have to be brave over and over and over and over. That, I need that on a sign in my house. Be brave over, when your husband walks out on you, be brave over and over and over. If you're a single parent, be brave over and over and over. if you've started a business and it's not going the way you think it's going to go, you be brave over and over and over. And when the people that are the closest in your life say you can't do it, you have to be brave over and over and over, because it's exactly what she said. She said, if you're people of faith, that God can do exceedingly abundantly above all you can ask, dream, think, or imagine. He's not small. He didn't make you small. Man, everything you said right there, it just grabs me on the inside. And by the way, this girl took my Preach Girl class, and I'm so glad she did. That's how I met her. I met her in Preach Girl. And girl, you're preaching now. You need to write a book, girl.
Yes.
We're going to have to write a book. Class, but we need you to write a book about the Royal Rock Stars, girl. Am I joking, Tara? Is she not preaching?
Right. Like like I love what you just said, Rochelle, and me knowing your story and how many
more than people.
Go ahead, Meg.
Oops.
It's okay.
I'm so sorry, Tara. I was just going to point out, like, Tara has had people encouraging her and believing in her, right?
Yes.
This whole team of women. And now Rochelle has that. Now. But like, when Rochelle talks about really believing in God and just who he says, that gives us chills, because some of you won't have people believing in you. In fact, some people, when you start stepping out on your own and owning your voice, there are going to be some of your closest friends that say, who do you think you are? Block or whatever. Maybe that's not even what they're thinking, but you're going to have some of the people closest to you that you thought were going to have your back, not believing in you, kind of being like, oh, I don't know who you think you are, but you need to sit down and know your place and stop talking so much, you know. And you have to, there's something inside of you, right? Like Rochelle's talking about, that she believed anyway.
Right.
Man, it's that get up and keep getting up. Be brave over and over again. Rochelle, I can't wait to have to. Okay, I need Rochelle in my life because I have businesses and I need to learn her business. Her. And what I love about you is that you're like the girl next door. Like, you're not like, ooh, and then you must do the things. And, you know, it's not. I love that. That's what I love about our whole collective. And I need Tara in my life because, oh God, I can't wait for your work, your breakout session. I cannot wait. For the strategies and the tips that you're going to give us, and products that are going to help us, and different things like that. Yes. Our chat, Vanessa in Colorado, she said, Meg, I'm like that, learning how to value my ideas and the value of their contribution. She's learning that same thing that you were talking about, how she can cheerlead for other people, but it's hard for other people. And Adrian said, that's so true, Meg. I'm going through that right now. Our mom, Lynette, she wrote, as a man or woman thinks in his or her heart, so is she. If you think you're small, you're small. If you think you can't, you can't. But you have an exceeding abundant above all you can ask or think spirit that lives in you. Just crazy. Anyway, Adrian said, I needed this today. Rihanna said, yes, all of it. It was probably more like, yas, you know. are meant to pursued, or it's just a wish. That's that whole thing about write the vision and make it plain, right? So good. There's so much. Serena was telling us about her business idea. Serena's an artist. She's a brilliant woman in business aside from this, but she was commenting to Tara. She said, my aged mother got overwhelmed by the stuff for years, and we'd tell her, don't worry, it'll be there tomorrow. And she would say, that's just it. It'll still be there tomorrow. That I'll tell you, you need Tara in your whole entire life. So Serena's business idea, this is so cool, is she has designed some clothing for people with special needs, so they don't so they have more dignity when they go out to eat and they don't have to wear a bib. So that's awesome. And we'll be praying for that, because that is cool. And who knows who's watching, who manufactures, whatever. We got a cool circle. Liz jumped on. She said, right on, jump and do it. She was agreeing with you, Rochelle. Serena said, I'm turning 60 this Monday. I always say, when all your dreams come true, dream again. Woo! That's so good. So good. and I just didn't want to leave anybody out. Oh, let's see what Michelle said. During any breakout session with the purchase, oh, she's talking about the tickets. Be brave over and over and over. That's so good.
Don't wait for that handout. Don't wait for that affirmation. Don't wait for someone to even cheer you on. Just go do it. That's what I'm hearing.
So I got this gal, she was in Preach Girl. Her name is Elizabeth. She lives in Colorado and she just finished her book. And she put, I'm so glad I caught this. I keep telling myself to stop counting myself out. Ooh. So good. And then Debbie said, me too, Elizabeth. I hear you. So good. So good, you guys. This is kind of what the collective does. We have conversations that matter on a Saturday morning with our girls. And it's going to be even more rich, even more meaty, and definitely more takeaways inside of the conference.
Yeah.
Yep. So we have kind of come towards the end of our time together. This was fun with all four of us.
Yes, ma'am.
Awesome. Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Girl, yes. We're so glad. So, so, so glad. Now I'm going to put somebody on the spot to pray. And I was going to ask Rochelle if you would pray us out today. You've been preaching this whole time, so I don't think you're going to care.
No, that's great. Let's pray.
And will you pray for Serena and yes. Liz too? Liz with her book and Serena with her business dream idea that she's got going on.
Yes, yes, yes. Absolutely. Okay. Well, let's pray. Father, I just thank you so much that you love each one of us and that you have put gifts and callings on our lives for a purpose. I pray that every single person watching this, tuning in later, would just know that she's important, that she matters, that her gift, that this world needs her gift. This world needs her to walk boldly in who you have called her to be. It doesn't matter what anybody else says or thinks. It's about what you say and think about us, God. And we thank you for your incredible, amazing love. Yes. And I thank you that you are going to help us as we take those bold steps in faith. Thank you that you're going to be there cheering us on and that your cheering is really what matters. And God, I just pray for all the needs here. I pray for Serena with that precious business that she's looking to do here. Pray that you would take care of all the details, God, as she steps boldly in faith with that. I pray for Liz with the book and everything that she's going on with that as well, God. I just pray your blessing and your favor. Yes. And God, we celebrate all the gifts and all the talents, and we celebrate each person right where they're at. And we thank you for what you're going to do, God. I thank you that you are way bigger. You think way bigger than any of us can even dare to dream or imagine. And I thank you just for the beautiful things that you're going to do right now. And as we take those leaps of faith, how you're going to open things up for us in the future and give us even bigger platform than we could ever even dream or imagine. So thank you for what you've done and what you're going to do.
While I was recording this episode and doing the editing and the open and the close and all the different things, I literally made coffee. I packed lunch for my daughter. I'm right now currently outside taking my dog out because hello, hashtag mom life, hashtag real life. And that is one reason that we created the My Collective Conference, because we know that life doesn't stop. And sometimes it's hard to even slow down. So My Collective is an online conference where you can attend it anywhere in the world. You can just click into the conference and experience community, experience the Word of God, experience great, incredible live worship, all together with a bunch of women just like you who have lives that keep them in motion, but still we love Jesus, we love our families, and we love to be together and grow. So that's why we created the My Collective Conference. You can find out more on at mycollectiveconference.com. This year, the conference is October 18th and 19th, and it's all online. You don't have to go anywhere, girl. You can stay in your messy, you know, your messy bun and your crazy hair and all that kind of stuff, because we all have busy lives. Check it out. We'd love to have you. The tickets are super low priced, 15 speakers, and just an incredible time together. We hope to see you inside of the My Collective Conference.
Hey friends, thank you so much for being here on the Preach Girl podcast today. Listen, I'm so honored that you're here, that you listen, that you show up, even that you share it with your friends and family. I mean, thank you, thank you, thank you, y'all. And don't forget, if you subscribe, then you're going to get a notification every time we drop a new episode. Also, if you have time, man, could you just leave a review of the show here? We'd really appreciate it. Reviews help to get found. They help us to get sponsors. That, you know, they help to get good guests on the show. So if you get a second, if you could just leave a review for the Preach Girl podcast, I would super duper appreciate it. And really, thanks again for just being with us. Thanks for being here, for supporting me, and being on this journey together as we go forward. If you need anything, you can hit me up on Facebook, Christy Lee Miranda, Christy Lee Miranda on Instagram, and you can, of course, find all things Preach Girl at preachgirl.org. We'll see you next week. Thanks so much.